neck spasms for Ayers. Is that something he's been dealing with, or just
no? He came in this morning with it. So, but I think hopefully he'll be fine.
What can you do? I mean, what's
just treat him?
Just treatment. And this is something you just have to see on Sunday morning.
I hope it doesn't go that long. I hope he feels better tomorrow morning.
How's John doing? You listed him as questionable. You expect him to be able to get out there this
week? We'll see. We'll see tomorrow morning how he feels.
How has Andre responded this week to more first team reps?
He's worked hard, studied hard. I don't see any whole difference in how he prepares.
Done the week that was with preparing for such a big game with the Eagles, you know, the back and forth that's gone on in the media and stuff. Have you gotten so used to it that you're able to keep these guys focused on what's at hand? Do you have to talk about it because it seems like...
Well, you talk about it.
What's your message, I guess?
Talk is cheap. Play the game. That's my message.
Are you surprised at how much guys have gone back and forth?
I'm disappointed about that part of it, if that's in fact. I don't read everything and I don't see everything, but I hear enough to know that some of them, quite frankly, don't know how to offer a compliment and then get out of the next question. So you talk about cheese. There's cheese all over the locker room in there, evidently.
One of their center today was questioning your math because he said the JPP didn't.
My student?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Apparently a student. Were you amused by that at all?
I don't know how he went into the records and found out I wasn't a very good math student. That's what I think I need.
But apparently it was true, obviously. Is there anything, I mean, all that matters is going to take place on the field.
That's
You know, is there anything to this kind of thing, spicing up a rivalry or anything like that? Is there any, you know,
I'd be the worst person in the world to ask of it because I really don't approve of it. So, you know, I don't know what it has to do with anything except sells papers and makes for talk show stuff.
How about just the fact that you, Dallas, and Philly at the moment are, it seems like the teams, it's a little bit old school back to where it was, you know, when three teams are competing pretty heavily, I'd say quite a bit, a little ways back. And, you know, can you talk about the rivalries in the division, and do you feel like maybe some of that stuff is getting spiced up a little bit now with the teams competing a little bit better?
There's two teams in the division that are 4-1. We're 3-2. Washington has played very well against Philadelphia. So, you know, this is a long-standing, traditional, tough, hard-nosed division where, you know, for a long time, probably the best football in the NFL was played within this division. So I just think it's a part of that, you know, if in fact there is anything to it.
Tom, when Bill was, coaching the team and you were on the staff, he used to love to go down to Philadelphia and kind of, like, get into it with the fans a little bit. I mean, do you enjoy that part of it, or do you have any fond memories of...
No, I don't have any fond memories of that part of it. I enjoy going down and playing and being a part of a team that's trying to play as hard as they can. But the other part of it, I don't really have any stories to tell you about that.
What do you sort of expect from that atmosphere this weekend?
I think it'll be a highly, highly energized, highly enthusiastic crowd.
Larry's obviously had a good season receiving. Have you noticed the improvement in the blocking?
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought he blocked a little bit better. Yeah, during the course of this week in particular.
What are your expectations for Beckham after last week? I mean, obviously a lot of positive things last week.
Well, he's continuing to, hopefully he's going to continue to improve and be stronger, and his stamina improve so that he gets an opportunity to play a little bit more and go out there and make plays.
You've always put an emphasis on the special teams, and you don't really have to do much to show them what the Eagles have done. Can you do anything different? Do you enhance it more? I mean, how do you prepare for it?
You prepare as hard as you can. That's the opponent. You go through your week of preparation to decide the best way in which you can go about your business. You recognize the outstanding talent and the things that they're doing with their special teams. And you recognize the challenge, and you go do it. And go try to do something about it. Nothing different takes place in terms of how you approach it or teach it or the amount of time spent on it. It's basically the same. And there is an accumulative effect over the weeks of your knowledge as a special teams player of what people are trying to do and how they're going about it and what you have to do to counter.